The first hypothesis is the acquisition learning hypothesis. In this one, Crashy makes a distinction between acquired language and learning language. He says the language that learned is not the language that is really spoken. For example, in the case of acquisition, people can learn the second language in an informal process, acquiring the language through real-life activities and interaction with other people who speak the second language, as talking with a friend, a relative, go to shopping, etc. On the other hand, learning is when people learn the second language in a formal process, as for example, when teachers explicitly teach grammar structure and students study. The second hypothesis is the monitor hypothesis. This one explains the relationship between acquisition and learning and defines the influence of learning on acquisition. In this case, Krashen states that acquisition is the initiator while learning is the monitor. The monitor focuses on four or things about correctness. As for example, in a class, a student talks in the second language and commits mistakes. The teacher should correct the students. So in this case, teacher acts as monitor. The third hypothesis is the natural order hypothesis. It states the order in which learners acquire the grammar skills of a language. As for example, first students will learn the present tense, ing, and second students will then learn the possessive, apostrophe, s. Another example is first students will learn yes, no structure questions, and second student will learn W structure questions. The first hypothesis is an input hypothesis. It addresses how language acquisition occurs. According to Krashen, people acquire a language when they understand what they hear and read, which is known as comprehensible input, as for example, when students learn something new. And the fifth hypothesis is the affective filter hypothesis, which suggests that language is acquired more easily if certain emotion factors are met, such as being mentally stable and not angry, anxious, or bored. This means that positive attitude seems to be important in second language acquisition. For example, if a student creates blocks in her or his mind, that definitely cannot learn a second language. It is going to be difficult to acquire it, but if she or he has positive attitude, the process of acquiring a second language is going to be easier.